Chile and the Champ
with Goo Hefner.
Back from assignment.
What up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Chile and the Champ. Of course, you already know the whole crew. I am the Chile. And then we got the one and only, the people's champ.
You got the one and only, world renowned.
You done playing with a mic?
Goo Hefner.
All right. There we go. See, ladies and gentlemen, that's part of the reason why sometimes we send him out on assignment, you know?
He was on a research assignment.
They told me I was going to where the water was blue. They sent me to Galveston.
Shit, it was blue at some time. We just had to send you to the wrong time.
They must have sent you to deep Galveston. Crystal Beach.
No water. They sent me to Kima. You know, they got the man-made.
They probably sent you to the Texas City Dyke.
Because, you know, most of Galveston, that shit brown.
Nothing wrong with brown, bro.
Brown water, though?
Oh, yeah, that's something wrong with that.
Brown water, bro. Yeah, Galveston is synonymous with fucking just having a nasty ass.
Hey, when
water,
I was a kid,
bro.
Though, I'd go out there so quick. Man, I'd be so happy to go out there. Jellyfish, all that.
I don't
toxic waste, oil. I took my kids out there. They same thing. They hopped out the car and went right to that water. I'm like, man, look. Let me tell y'all. It's undertow. It's jellyfish. It's dirty. It's nasty. We see.
Like, okay, yeah, cool.
It's jellyfish. Like, okay, cool. I'm playing with some jellyfish. Yeah. Till you get stung and
peanut butter and jellyfish. No. That's the kind of jellyfish.
You find out that the only way to get rid of that is just by getting peed on. You know,
peed on, man.
Shit, screw that, man. Mm. I was in Texas City fishing once, and then I got stung by jellyfish. And that shit, I mean, it stinks.
Foot.
Nah, like right on my shin, and it stinks. And then you just gotta, man, finally I said, man, I gotta pee.
You peed on yourself?
Man, I had some of my homegirls piss, man. She peed on a cup. She peed on a cup and gave it to me, and I was just in there.
He was like,
this shit worked?
He was like, I always wanted to get pissed on. Let me see how I can make this scenario come to light.
I don't know if it worked or not, because I was drunk.
I was about to ask you, that's my next question.
So I don't even know if it works or not, so we're going to have to find out pretty soon. Whoever gets stung next.
Yeah, y'all get stung by jellyfish, let us know if the myth is true.
Yeah, but don't be calling us asking for piss.
Yeah.
So you never know, man. But you know what, man? I like Galveston, man. Galveston got built up pretty good, man. You know, I haven't been to that pier. I've been around it, but I've never been to that pleasure pier or whatever.
Mm. I never been there, but we've been fishing all off in there. You know, I mean, I'm not like a big fisherman, but when I do go fishing. When I do go fishing.
What's it like once every 5 years?
Yeah, something like that, pretty much.
All the fish are stoned and shit.
Yeah. I caught a fish. It'd be a plastic fish or something. Shit. Somebody put on
it. That big mouth, was it the big bass? That big mouth Billy bass? So, man, but I like it though. It's pretty cool over there, man. You know, sometimes, you know, it's cool to go. Like, last time I went to the beach, I met some dudes from like Indiana.
Whoa, wait a minute, Chile. Look.
Like college kids and girls. Whoa. You know what I'm saying?
You went to Nude Beach?
Nah, not there. That's where I heard Goo be hanging out.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how full the Nude Beach is when Goo's there. They'll be like, hey, is that the dude with the old balls?
Crickets. Nah, we married now. We ain't doing no
crickets.
Yep.
Who married you and Goo?
Me and Goo. We ain't playing them games.
You ain't married no more, Chile?
We ain't trying to go home and have our wives
your wife left you?
I'm married Monday through Thursday. Come around the weekend, I'm divorced.
That's one of them Las Vegas weddings.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I don't remember being married. Oh, shit, Monday come around. I was like, oh, that is right. I do remember.
Yeah. But you don't wear a wedding ring, huh?
I don't like jewelry, dude, to begin with. I don't wear jewelry and stuff, but I got a tattoo of a rose.
He got a...
On my wedding finger, so people already assume that's, you know, a wedding band, so I'm good.
Chile wears it in a different place. What's it called? Albert.
A cock
Prince
ring.
He got a
cock ring. What is that? My wedding band.
So mess up with your new job, man. They ain't try to censure you yet.
We got to change the subject. Before we lose our listeners, yeah, man.
And if y'all stop listening, I'm sorry, guys.
It's because of goo.
My last few weeks have been...
Nah, man, we're just having fun, though. You know what I'm saying? We having fun.
Nah, but I'm asking about your job, for real. They're not trying to censure you or whatever?
Well, because I don't speak much on my new job, so I'm good.
I know, but you know, like, still, even outside the company, you represent the company.
Nah, because they knew. I mean, they obviously did the research and everything, so they saw what I was about.
So you think they've listened to the show?
The podcast?
All that shit you talked about your coworkers last week, they're going to hear this.
Yeah, they know. Like, which coworkers though? I ain't talking shit about nobody. You see how Goo be trying to get me fired already, you know what I'm saying? God, no.
Chile say y'all born.
You need to go to an assignment pretty soon, Goo.
Yeah, back on assignment.
I'll be gone next week, Christmas.
Shit.
On assignment. It's Christmas next week, man. Have y'all done shopping, man? I ain't done shit.
Nah, I don't do Christmas gifts, man. It's like
real at all. Not even for your wife.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give her like a hug or something.
You serious?
I'm a gift, bro. I'm a gift. I mean, you know.
You like a white elephant gift, but you're not like
brown elephant, bro. Get that shit right. It's a brown elephant.
You don't be buying your wife nothing, though?
Every now and then. It just depends. It has to be like a...
Really? She don't be getting mad?
Nah, man, because, like, look, the way I was brought up, like, we didn't... It was either the light bill or Christmas gifts.
Yeah, but okay.
So it's like,
well, that's the way we all was brought up. But eventually, now that you're able to do something, then you know you still don't.
I mean, I don't.
Was she brought up like that too?
Nah. Yeah, I think exactly. She was that's brought up like, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's
so she don't be
like,
getting mad.
If she does, she don't tell me.
How long have you been married?
Man, we've been married for like 8 years, six, seven, 8 years, somewhere around there. But we've been together for like close to 20. So she had all that time to change her mind. You know what I'm saying? So she just, you know, God delivered, she signed for it, you know?
Now ask part of that question. Now ask part of that question.
Why y'all get so quiet when I was talking, man?
I don't want to get you in more trouble.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
be affiliated with it. Because you're going to be mad at me, kidding. Too. Nah, I don't know. Hey, let's
I wish I
would
not buy nothing for Christmas.
She'll say,
know,
just tell
I'll hear it till July, till the following Christmas. Yeah. And then 3 years later, I'm going to hear it. Nah, ain't no way I couldn't go without buying my wife something. Jeez. Not like she just is like, she just expects something. She don't
it
care.
Has to be something,
it don't have to. It don't matter.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it's not like she, oh, I got to have this purse or this. But she's not into big, like high-priced things like that. She just wants something just to, you know,
Christmas card.
You know what? Actually, Crystal, her family, they real big on giving out gift cards, which I'm real big on not giving out. So like with my family this year, we all told everybody, and we got a big family. Cause my sister-in-law live with us too.
That's a damn
kids.
Lie, Paul. You gave me a satellite gift card.
Nah, but I told satellite gift. Yep, yes, sir. Yeah, discount. We got a 420% discount.
Oh, you gave me the discount card? Oh.
But I told all of them, look, we all got to get, everybody in the house has to get a present for everybody in the house. It's not like just some people get, everybody, y'all kids too. Well, this is time to start learning about what Christmas is about. It's not about what you get, it's about giving. So make sure you get something for everybody in the house. And I told them too, this is how I was brought, you know, everybody's brought up different.
Yeah.
I was brought up, when you get somebody a present, doesn't matter if it's a Christmas present, a birthday present, a Mother's Day. Doesn't matter. If you get somebody a present, when you get them a present, it's for them. It's not for you. So you get them something that they like, not something that you want them to like. So, you know, and I was also taught, man, you don't give out, you can give out money if it's in a card or something like that. But, you know, really giving out money or gift cards is an impersonal gift. You want to give them something that they're going to remember, that they're going to actually like, that when they get it, they're going to think about you. That's the type of gifts you want to give people. So that's just what I, you know, I'm teaching my kids. I ain't trying to put y'all to sleep, but that's just what I try to.
About Goo? Goo has no manners.
Nah, but that's what I'm telling. But my wife, they real big on giving out gift cards. They gonna give you a gift card. Now I ain't against that, because then you get to get what you want, and that's what they in their mind. That's what, you know, you get what you want. But I was
in your mind, you like, don't get what you want. You get what I give you, and learn to appreciate that.
Yeah, but also let me do the time to make sure it's something that you gonna actually
want.
Well,
don't do the time. Don't do the time, Paul. That's
Let me put the effort into finding you a present you want.
That's the thing. Like, if you take the time out of your day and you go out there and you search, I'm like, oh man, this would be cool for so and so. And then when you give it to them, they're like, This is not what I wanted. That like what makes me mad.
I said, I never had that happen.
Oh man,
I think I would be pissed if I gave somebody something and they said this is not what they wanted.
And they didn't want it and they gave it to somebody else, so they
like,
left it down.
Or just like, I mean, now that may have happened where they didn't like it. Yeah, and after I left, they may have get away.
But show me the appreciation. Right. Because that's what Christmas is about. Christmas is not about getting what you want and coming up. If that's what Christmas is about to you, man, that's not what it's about. But it's about giving to other people. Christmas is the Christmas time. And this has nothing to do with if it has to do with religion for you, then great. But it doesn't have to do with religion. You know, you can celebrate Christmas no matter what religion you are. Christmas, to me, is about giving to other people, helping other people out, putting a smile on their face, bringing joy to them. Not so that I can film it and put it on social media. Not so that they'll give me something in return, but you want to make someone else happy, bring joy to somebody. That's what it's about. It's about giving. So if you didn't get what you wanted, then that means you didn't give to somebody, because Christmas is about giving. It's not about getting. But anyway, that's just
I'm glad that you brought that point, that it's not about putting it on social media and all that stuff. And now, while we're on the subject, man, don't you got an event this week?
Actually, do we got something this week?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we promote we promote our events so people will come, but we not up there bragging like, hey, this is what we did, this is what we did. Hey, we ain't showing the after effects. And one thing you ain't never gonna see on my end is you ain't gonna see the people we done gave to.
Yeah. No,
you
know, like, bro, I'm gonna be 100% honest with you, bro, and that's true about. Oh, yeah, when he gets back,
we really want to give. I'm not doing it for notoriety or nothing.
Like a bunch of people, $1,000
a bunch of people I see, that's what they do, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
But they do it.
I'm going to let you borrow $1,000 so you can get your wife a Christmas present.
No, right? Dude, for sure. She texting me right now.
Saying, y'all been together 8 years. We need to be 80 years.
Shit.
I don't want you to get divorced, though. Hey, don't get twisted. People will go 30 years and get divorced and be like, I'm fed up. This is enough.
But you know what I know about her? That she with me for like the long run. It don't matter if I'm broke or got money or not, because we been with some money, then unemployment and everything. She stuck around, so she a keeper, man.
Did she marry you for papers or no?
Nah, shit. I was the one that was supposed to get married for papers. She got her papers. She American. She was born here, so.
Back to the Christmas
Christmas.
They had a real good somebody on Facebook. It was two friends. They got into it. Bro, the stupidest shit ever.
Well, you and Paul basically, huh?
No.
That's why Paul got deleted?
That's why you deleted me.
It was stupidest shit ever, because apparently they do Christmas things together.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, one of the friends went with some more people.
Yeah.
And did some shit and didn't invite this friend.
Oh, that's messed up.
So you got friend A and you got friend B. But friend A ended up doing shit
with other friends.
With other people. But friend B still gave back. Why is friend B mad at friend A? It doesn't matter. That's how you know that friend B was only doing the shit for the likes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And for the comments.
I'm kind of lost on this. You said the friend A.
You and Paul. Okay, I'm going to do this. You and Paul, y'all do events together for like 3 years, right?
Was it like clubbing events?
It was Christmas events. Right, like they would do Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Like apparently they sponsored one family a year.
Oh, to go give to somebody else. Okay, to
so
help
they would always sponsor
out.
Together. So this year, I guess, you partnered up with someone else.
Yeah.
So you know, Paul still gave back, but he didn't give back with you. Right, but he still, so they both gave back.
So two families benefited.
Two families benefited.
And they're fighting over it.
But Paul gets upset and puts you on blast because he's mad that you did it, but you didn't do it without him. Right?
So
he's pissed off at you.
Yeah.
And I just didn't understand. I'm like, yo, that lets me know in that situation that Paul would be the one that's only doing it. Not at the kindness of his heart, bro.
Because
there's some people that keep posting and posting. Yeah. Remember I did this. Why? I don't want to see 40 posts of what you have done in the people don't care what you did last year. They care what you're doing now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why Paul doesn't post, bro. He did so much shit during Harvey. We had news crews wanting to come out. And Paul said no. There was even times where he was like, they were like, well, hey, let's take a picture. Paul be like, I'm not taking a picture.
And you know what? Like the
and it's good to.
It's good and
lie,
bad.
But it's
good
to do it sometimes,
it's
but
good
not
and bad.
All the time. Uh-huh. Like
I just don't want to. I don't want to. expose or manipulate or use someone when they're at, in a bad position or a low position in their life.
I get you.
Just to try to prove something to other people, because the reason why you do it is not. You know, sometimes we do it to show. We want to encourage other people to do it.
Yeah. When you partner up with corporate brands, though, you do have to show.
Yeah, you have right? to. You have to show.
When you partner up with corporate brands, you have to show.
Well, because they have to.
The corporate wants you to. And that's fine. If a post is going to get a family and take them out of a situation
I'm cool with that.
But, bro, if I'm just taking a gift, Christmas gift to a family.
Right. Or what about these people who go buy lunch for home? People, but they like spending $20. Like, it's good you buying $20.
Oh, they buy like one
King.
pizza.
It's good you bringing a pizza to a homeless person. That's good you doing it. It's not good if you doing it to put it on social media to prove to everybody, yeah, I'm nice and I gave somebody a homeless.
Now, that just shows poor management and money, because $20, you could have gone to Jack in the Crack and gotten about 40 tacos.
Right, exactly.
And then you give it to, like, you know what I'm saying? That's 40 people that could have gotten feed right there or fed, you know? So I'm just saying.
Well, just do it for the right reasons.
Yeah,
you
man,
know
just
what I'm
stop,
saying?
Man. Look, get the hate out your heart again. That's just hate, right? And that right there is not even what Christmas is about.
That's when people realize, you know, who's real and who's right, not. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never get mad at somebody for giving to, like, if Paul decided to go, hey, Chile, we want to do the podcast this week with this person because it's going to benefit him. Well, I got my other friend over here that's doing that. I'm going to be like, all right, cool. Well, we do one day here and then one day over there.
Right.
That's where they both benefit, you know?
Because you know why,
You work it out.
Because you have that under. But here's the thing. Neither one of y'all want to be the big dog in this, right?
I'm already like, a big dog. No big, I mean, dog. I weigh 300 pounds. So I'm already big. I'm, saying, so I'm like, the big dog.
There's no egos, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's no egos in this. And some people, unfortunately, have egos where... But I be seeing people praise themselves on Instagram. How you going to praise yourself? How you get yourself a shout out? Shout out to me doing this. Like, that's crazy to me, bro.
Perfect time.
But that's like me saying, hey, shout out to me for helping somebody in the hood or something.
Yeah.
And then I'm posting pictures. But I'm not supposed to do that. If they choose to do that, so be it. At the end of the day, hey, man, everybody that's giving, thank you.
Man, we appreciate everybody that gives.
Yeah,
man.
Everybody gives, man. If your people not, if as long as you're giving, man.
Man, I'm going to tell you,
that's all that matters.
There's a young lady that I follow her on social media. And, you know, she's got her own company for branding and all this stuff. And
this is a young lady named Amber Rose.
Great brander. She has a great brand.
Now, she does branding, but dude, let me tell you what she does.
I've seen her in a few videos.
This is a lady, that professional lady that has a family and everything.
She's currently number three on Pornhub.
No, not this one.
The lady of the night.
That's a different lady.
Okay, she a professional lady of the night or what?
No. Oh. She's a professional 9-to-5 lady. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So she has, I've seen her posting, and she takes her kids every weekend and they go feed the homeless.
See, that's dope.
You know what I'm saying? And she's posting pictures of her kids doing the kindness.
And
you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And her kids are sitting, and then got a picture of I see her son showing a counter. They got like a clicker and seeing how many people they fed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how many they fed. But you know, but they don't do it like once, they do it every weekend.
Right.
Every weekend.
That, and that's what, you know what I'm saying? Something like that can encourage someone else to
and
do
that's
that
what
with
I've
their
seen.
Child.
And I'm thinking, I'm like, dude, there's a family right here. The mom taking her kids, going out there and giving back, teaching them. You know what I'm saying? And they take pictures with the, you know, right there on 59, right underneath by Minute Maid, underneath the freeway,
right there with the people,
with the homeless people.
By Star Hope, all that over there.
So she's out there underneath the freeway. Irma's is a good restaurant, by the way.
Irma's is best.
Yeah.
Man, you know that's against the law, I think.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, it is against the law.
But you know what? It doesn't even matter, because you know why?
A lot of times they don't. You know, they don't.
You gotta be a real a-hole.
Well, they are a-holes. You know? I'm telling you, there was a guy that had a food truck.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say his name because I don't know if he's still doing it. But he would go every night.
Well, we're not gonna say his name, but if it was a food truck that would not do it, what would be the name of the truck?
I don't know. But so the food truck would go.
I wanted to go help that food truck out.
Just at about, I'll tell you off air.
We want people to go help them out.
About four in the morning, that truck would go.
Yeah.
And the food that they had made
and they'd
that
sell?
They couldn't sell, he would go every day, bro.
And just put it and like in cop, at a gas station that.
No, well, he would just go right there by the bridge and they would be looking for him and they would just come.
Yeah.
Cause, man, you know, bro, these people they probably tired. They probably don't want to walk a couple of blocks. And
man, the cops are not supposed to know that.
They had
shit.
To stop.
Man, bro, you know what?
Nah, I get you, man.
You know, you'd be surprised, bro. A lot of the people who are at some of these missions. Now, true enough, there are some drug addicts, schizophrenics, some crazy people, yeah. Some winos. But there are a lot of families, a lot of people who just happen to be down on their luck and don't have nowhere to go. They just lost their job, lost their house with Harvey or something. Could be going through a divorce. Could have just gotten an accident. Could have made a mistake and are bouncing back. Like, there are a lot of people that are, like, you know, good people that are out there that just need a little bit of help but are just trying to get by. And, you know, this can make a lot of difference to them.
Man, let me give you a good example.
Did you see the chick that was living downtown?
I could have been one of those people right there right now after I lost my job with all the bills and everything. I had no income coming in, you know. Luckily, I had good friends and family, you know, that stepped up and helped me out. But, you know, it can happen to anybody. It's not just saying, just because you see a homeless person and you're thinking, oh, is a fucking junkie or this. Nah, man, there's so many kids out there that are going to school right now that are still homeless.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and the great spirit about Christmas is to give back. And, you know, I believe like every kid should be able to open up a gift, you know, just to kind of feel like the warmness in their heart, you know, like it's that shows that somebody cares about them. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's like, man, I remember my grandma, man, God bless her soul, man. She's in rest in peace. She would always give me a pair of underwear and socks for Christmas every year.
I mean, so panties.
Nah, that's the ones you got. But I always had something, you know? So
yeah.
That's what I remember, man. So why were you going to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interfere. The girl that lived in...
Oh, no, they did an interview with this... How Paul was saying there's are different types of people.
Yeah.
Then she's homeless, living in America from, I forgot this, she came from like Ghana or something.
Yeah.
But man, she's mentally ill.
Oh, okay.
So she thinks she's a model.
Okay.
Like a world, she's living in a box and she thinks she's a model. Like downtown Houston.
In Houston?
In Houston.
Oh, wow.
And she's sick, bro. And they were trying to get her help.
Yeah.
But she don't want to get help because she doesn't think there's nothing wrong with her. There's anything wrong with her.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, damn, bro. It's like, but she looks super normal.
It's just 50-50 on that
one. It's just her mind is just like, she thinks she's a model. She's waiting for like Vogue magazine to call her. She's, oh, no, I'm not going to be here long. You know, I'm a model. And I was like.
That's when you like.
Maybe she's just telling herself that to survive. That might be her.
Yeah.
Who knows, man? It's
I mean, when you see stories like that, man, it kind of breaks your heart, man, because you want to help them out, but, you know.
You know, one thing, though, like, when I think about Christmas, though, man, it's about, to me, it's not about what actual gift you have. The
family
gift you give,
time,
and making someone smile. Like, man, I think about Goo Mama. Goo Mama... She is like Mrs. Claus to the neighborhood. She always would be like that. And it wouldn't be about her giving out gifts. Sometimes the gifts might be she made cookies or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, but how you treat people. Like, that's what it's about. Yeah, just the kindness of how you treat people. It could be a facial expression. It could be a, hey, Merry Christmas. Hey, God bless you. Hey, how you doing? Hey, you know, just something like, hey, have a good day. Them type of things, man, it really can... Man, turn someone's day around sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So I just, man, I encourage people to, man, just be kind out there, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Even just for, especially because we all know the holiday season is a lot of time where a lot of robbing, jacking. Man, we was just at, me and Will was at Academy last night, bro. We driving Academy. I see a car pulling behind me. They all staring out their car looking at me. Of course, I'm in a slab, so I get that. But it's still at the same time, we like, man, hold on, man. Something ain't
pulled
right.
Pulled right back out
again? Nah, I pulled over to the corner and parked on the edge and I was like, man, let me just park right here because I'm on the edge, okay, and let me just wait, let me let them go in first. Me and Will walking in, we let these people go in, they run in, they take a whole rack of clothes and run right out, and we like halfway to the door, we see them running out with the clothes. me and I said, well, look,
you didn't put out your phone.
Nah, that ain't my business, World man. Star. I ain't seen nothing. I don't know. I thought it looked like I couldn't even tell what they were stealing. I was tripping. I thought they were stealing Christmas lights. I was like, man, are they stealing Christmas lights? Because I even asked last time, man, what'd they take? They said, oh, they took some jumpsuits. And I'm like, man, I thought it was Christmas lights. So if I couldn't even tell what they took, I definitely didn't see who
that
it was.
That was some good satellite Paul was on. Oh, they took Christmas lights.
I didn't see nothing. I don't know. But we walked in, though. The people thought, because we walked in right after it happened. They didn't, of course, I got my beard on, so your beard is weird. I got my beard on, so.
They didn't recognize you?
Yeah, no, they was following me around the store like I was part of them. We walked in, they was looking us up and down like we had something to do with it. Of course, Will.
You do look like a suspect.
Son only 12, so he never seen nothing. So he like, man, what was going on? I said, hey, they just ran in and took some stuff and left. And he's like, where'd they go? And I'm like, look, come on, that ain't our business. Look, we got to keep our business. We got
to
focus on what we
are. You're supposed to call 911, Paul. You're supposed to be a good citizen.
Behind some jumpsuits getting took.
That was a learning experience for Will right there. You could have just talked.
That was an entertainment for myself. Then I walked around the store, and they all looked at me like I was stealing something the whole entire time. I was like, Will, look at that person. It was like loss prevention. They literally was following us around. It was like three different loss preventions. I'm like, damn, I thought that shit was so funny. I'm like, because the last time I went in the store, the manager came out and said, what's up to me? And was like, yeah, thank you, man. Anytime you come through here, we always take care of you, this and that. Then this time I come in there, and of course, they ain't recognizing them because I have my beard. It's weird. Your beard is weird. I got my beard on, so, you know, they ain't know who I was. I'm like, man, shit, I need to say this shit off so I can get that discount again.
Nah, they're going to start. They were tasing in pepper spray, Paul.
Yeah.
Nah, man, but you know what, man. Hey, man, everybody out there that's doing good in the community, man, we appreciate it. And you know what I mean? We salute you, even though, you know, like, I know you had an event this week, past weekend, with Parent Against Predators.
Yep, shout out to Ms. Pat, PAP. Yeah. We tour drive trapping. That just mean we out there, you know, grinding, getting
trapping.
You know, yeah, we just hustling these toys up, man. Yeah. You know, we encouraging other people to bring toys, you know, allowing people opportunity to come. You know, we do meet and greets, so people come, of course, they want to take a picture, whatever, but it's all free. We don't charge for the pictures or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Just bring a toy, you know what I'm saying? It could be whatever it is. It could be
a fair exchange, the way I see it, man.
Yeah, and sometimes this is an opportunity also, you know, some people, we have people come bring their families and they just like, man, we ain't got no, we can't bring them, but I want to bring my kids to meet you. That's cool. It's all good. You know, we just there to have a good time to spread holiday cheer. You know what I'm saying? So we've been doing our tour drives around the city, you know, various places. And,
man, you should have told me, man. I would have gone and dressed like Santa Claus. It would have been Chile Claus. He'd be like, ha, get out of here, young man. Bring your mama. Bring your mama to sit on my lap.
Chile Claus going to be sitting there with a beer. He's going to have a six-pack. He ain't going to have a bag of toys. He's going to have a bag of beers.
The people's champ beer. Yeah. Man, but the people's champ beer. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, man, no, it's
good. Ho-ho-hos.
Nah, they somebody's moms, Paul. Yeah. Man, Goo, man, you, what's been going on with it? How's married life, Goo? We haven't asked you how married life is going for
it's
you.
It's no different, man. Honestly, I don't really even know.
All right, thank you, Paul. Anyways, Paul.
I'm so busy worrying about this damn house. Bro, you do that every week and the shit never
And you
funny.
Keep falling for it.
It's never funny. Like, hey, I need at Chile and tell him how dumb he sounds when he does that.
It's only
shit.
Dumb because you're the end of the joke, you know what I mean?
It's not a joke, bro. It's not a joke.
It's not, huh?
No, dumb. God damn, Chile.
Paul, you're sleeping with your shirt off.
Oh, it's getting cold in here.
Yeah. It must be it's Goose attitude.
Oh, I'm watching TV. I ain't even paying attention to y'all no more.
Well, it's glad. I'm happy that you admitted how much respect you got for the listeners of the Chilean and Champ podcast,
for you.
Bro.
Oh, rah, rah, rah.
Paul, see, we got jokes on you, bro. All right, Goo, I'm sorry, man. Go ahead and.
Nah, man, I'm good.
No,
bro.
Tell us, dude, I think it's this satellite that's making me laugh, bro.
I'm actually trying to work.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the segment of the show where Paul, the people's champ, just shows off his expensive soundboard.
Yeah, I'm gonna get us each one. That way, you know, that way Goo can
stop me, man. Goo, say something. Twin laughing.
I don't have anything to say.
Goo, you funny, dude.
But we gotta have the goofiest fucking podcast on earth.
Why you so mad though,
gotta
man?
Gotta be the goofiest podcast, bro.
Literally, you're being the mad producer right now.
Nah, this is.
Tell them when you're mad, son. Tell them when you're mad, son.
Okay, okay, we gotta.
That's a Twitter. That's whenever we get a tweet, you know what I'm saying?
That's gonna be when Goo get his soundboard, that's gonna be his favorite one to use. Anytime we say something, he's gonna be like,
you can't get a soundboard when you're an assignment every week. All right, Goo, I'm sorry, man. All right, let's go. So you're trying to get the house going, man. How's that going?
I'm trying to find out now, actually.
Oh wow, you gotta be that cold, man.
No, I'm reading it.
Why you gotta be so rude?
I'm trying to read emails.
Why you gotta be so rude?
Actually, bro, man, you know, it's one thing, man, when you get in the house like built, it's a hands-on experience. And if it's not, then you're allowing them room for error. You know what I'm saying? You got to be on top of everything. Everybody, they got to see you and know that you care. So that way, they ain't going to. Plus, first of all, Goo know what he's doing. Yeah. Goo don't know how to like personally do those type of things, but Goo has in the past done these type of things. Plus, you know what I'm saying?
So knowledge.
Yeah, he has knowledge of that. You know, he's done this in the past where he's fixed houses or he's been a contractor or a foreman or type. I don't know exactly.
Slumlord.
So you know
slum god.
Goo hands on. He not gonna let them come in there and cut no corners. No matter what they doing, he gonna make sure they do it right. Cause he don't play, man. For sure, Goo don't play. So you know it's
Look, I'm gonna tell you one thing. It's cool being self-employed until you want to buy a house, bro.
Right, oh, because right. they fucking crucify.
They don't care. You can have 800 credit.
Credit don't mean
you can
shit.
Have money in the bank.
They want to know if you can they pay for know the your, house.
Yeah, but it's stupid
like
because
income wise, you can have a guarantee.
The debt to income ratio is the man.
Debt to income ratio is the most important thing.
That's why, Paul. I remember when you were working on the Oiler Mob Studios, trying to get the Oiler Mob Studios, and went through that same thing, right?
They gave me hell, bro. Just my credit always been A1. I ain't never missed a payment, been late, them type of things. You know what I'm saying? So. Shit, it was tough. It was a hard pill to swallow knowing that shit was meaningless. Knowing that my credit was meaningless, because they're like, oh, what about your debt to income ratio? And I'm like, well, does it matter that I was on time and early for all my payments? Even though my debt to income, because I'm explaining to them that, you know, I deal like in a cash business where, you know, a lot of this isn't always, you know. But anyway,
okay, yep, let's change the subject on that one, guys. So,
no, but like what people don't understand though, see, Goo, you had to get we had him finally off the damn soundboard, and then you got to get him back.
Yeah, well, we need to pull that soundboard out at that point.
But though, like, that's what people don't understand. Like, the hood people don't understand, you know what I'm saying? You might have like $500,000 sitting there,
You can have it in the bank. They want to know how did it come and what's your debt. So your debt to income is not how much money you have in the bank versus no. Your debt to income ratio is how much money you claimed on your taxes. So if you made $170,000 in 1 year, right?
Yeah.
But you had all these write-offs and you only paid on $40,000 taxes. So you say, I only made $40,000, right? So they look at that and then they say, but you pay
car note,
a car note,
rent, or
and
house
say,
note
basically,
somewhere else.
They take the $40,000 and divide that by 12 months, right? Which is what mathematician
like 2000,
Paul.
2000.
Yeah, so for me, it don't matter that I got two Cadillacs and everything on time, insurance on time, wherever I'm staying is on time. Yeah, property's on time, everything on time.
You have Cadillacs? I couldn't tell because your cars are wrapped. There's no logos on it. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, but none of that shit matters, man. It sucks, but
yeah,
because you got to provide paperwork for everything.
Also, bro, keep this in mind, especially like renting. A lot of people rent, man. Yeah. When you rent, when you buy, the rent is like double what it would be paying as if you buy it. Like, man, when I was renting somewhere, it was like $2,500, something like that. Man, I bought a spot; it was $1,200 a month. That's including insurance, everything. You know, different places, of course, a different type of, you, man, you know, a different type of cost. And, of course, it might be different for me than somebody else. But I'm just saying, like, when you renting somewhere, this is just to put it in perspective.
Man,
people out
drive
there.
By that. Actually, let us thought about it and make sure the yard's good. Well, it's probably dead because of the weather. The yard. Paul got
see,
a
I told you, Gooby, he be on point. Slumlord. Yeah, I did. I got a ticket.
You got a ticket?
I got a ticket because they said my grass wasn't cut. On my, I got
but it
a,
wasn't his. It was on the. It was weeds.
I got a lot of land.
On the fence
it's just
on the other side.
It's just a lot.
Wait, wait. At this at the studios?
No, no, not here. Not here.
Oh, another property.
I got some,
another
yeah,
property.
Somewhere else. It's oh, just. Okay. It's just a lot
it's
of land.
It's just vacant. It's just a
it's
lot.
Just vacant. But the people, my neighbors be parking on it. I don't care because I ain't there. And it's actually a concrete lot. It's not like grass. Oh, so okay. They, you know, it actually used to. Man, you know, it's crazy. It used to be an apartment complex. I didn't know this. I just seen the empty. Lot I was looking for an empty lot and I bought it and then I looked up the history on it and it was like, oh shit, it used to be an apartment complex there and then they ended up tearing it down. But I'm just tripping like, damn man, I bought the whole apartment complex
shit lot. So you got like acres?
Nah, it's it ain't that big, but it's it, you know,
that's what she said. Good don't think it's funny, but don't hit me with a sound.
I'm reading my stuff.
You like shit. She
so
ain't never said that to me.
So you a slum lord too. You getting tickets and everything.
I know,
bro.
Man. But it wasn't me though. It wasn't me. It was my, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. I didn't.
Yeah, okay, Shaggy. We get it. It wasn't me, Shaggy.
Nah, bro. Even renting homes, bro. That shit is like even bad because you got so much responsibility. And then you got to, like, hope you get good tenants and hope.
Oh, well, okay. If you're, like, renting your home.
Renting your home, yeah. Like
so you rent home. You have a
I have two, yeah. Wow.
You know what? I think about that because what if something happens and there's a leak and they don't say,
oh, you gotta
they don't
cover
tell
that.
You.
You
the next
cover
thing you
that.
Know, they live there for 3 or 4 years and they on time with their rent, so you don't really think of nothing. The next thing you know, they move out. And you're like, oh, shit, it's some mold that was in here that spread.
I had a friend that had a house. It caught on fire because the son who didn't live there, he wasn't even supposed to be at the house.
Yeah.
He was smoking. He was wet up, got super high, was smoking a cigarette.
Wet up? Explain to the listeners that don't know.
Wet is something you don't want to be. You smoke.
Like
it's marijuana.
Addicted.
It's marijuana laced with.
But you were addicted to something else.
Hot.
Okay.
Yeah,
from aldehyde.
It's, yeah, but.
And we don't encourage that.
Oh, yeah, I don't like to talk about it because I don't want people saying we're putting it out there.
But he was high.
Yeah. He was drugged up, super dope. Doped up, and he had a cigarette in his mouth, and it dropped. So it,
oh,
my boy's house caught on fire,
yeah.
Right? Insurance did not cover it because he didn't have smoke detectors in the house.
Oh, yeah, man. You got if you're going to be renting it, man, you got to make sure that you meet the standards.
But, I mean, bro, it's a house in the hood, so I guess you just don't think, oh, because it's in the hood.
But
you know what I'm saying?
It's like,
yeah,
because
some of them houses got holes in the floor,
bro,
and they just put a rug on top and a rug on top.
I mean, a house in the hood,
yeah.
You got to fuck one.
I guess now they know why they got all them sprained and broken ankles in. Oh, stop, Paul. I'm trying to get a little. Now you know why I didn't make it in the comedy. All right, thank you,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, man, what happened to your comedy? Chilla, do you have any footage we can see your comedy?
Yeah, it was deleted, bro.
You deleted it?
Nah, I don't know. It might be out there. I don't know.
What is it, though? We can, if people wanted to go see your stand-up.
Hey, bro.
If
you did bad, don't let that. Don't let. I mean, look.
It's not that.
My first time rap.
I already know you got booed.
Look, this one I remember.
I got booed,
bro. When I was 14 years old, me and Kameen there had a show at before we was Paul Wall and Kameen there. We was just like little kids trying to rap. We had a show at Chocolate Town. We opened up for Big Mike.
Chocolate Town.
Yep,
I
we was 14 years old. Look, man, I had the last verse on the song, so on my verse, I came out last. I was just standing in the back, just kind of like how we do with Still Tipping. Yeah. When my verse, I didn't come out. Till my verse came on. My verse came on. I came out of nowhere and started rapping. And everybody was like, oh shit. And my first time performing there, I tripped over a speaker. Everybody laughing like a motherfucker. Got
that
up,
was
rapping.
Good tripping you,
hey,
bro.
Hey, but nah, you know, I will say I am clumsy and I've tripped over speakers in the past and done things like drop microphones and all kind of shit. I'm just kind of clumsy like that.
Spilled two drinks consecutively.
That's why
on a flight
makes,
from.
Hey.
Hong Kong.
That was funny. I'm just saying, like,
that's why he made Still Tipping.
but don't ever let, just because you know you have a little a mishap, you know, your first couple of times around. Cool. Don't let that stop you from
you give up on that
bro,
dream.
Because you can still be a great comedian.
You know what
you're
the
funny,
deal?
Bro.
The thing to me is, I just don't like drama, man.
How was it drama with comedy?
It's not. It's just like, you know, I was starting to see a lot of, like, comedians don't like
Oh, it's it's politics, just like rap politics.
You got comedian beef out here in Houston.
Yeah, man, they got.
We
got
to have a sit down, man. Bring all the comedians in Houston together. Sit down at the round table and shit, man.
But you know, I'm like, man, I'm 40 years old, man. I ain't with that drama shit.
Bro, that would have to be the most. That had to be the most condescending fucking sit down of all time.
It's like
but
the funniest. Like
nothing but
like,
comedians. You know how many. Fucking sarcastic,
but it's the funny. It'll be the funniest meeting ever. Your joke sucked. No, fuck you. You jokes.
Yeah,
but it's just like, you know. It's just like, man, I'm 40 years old, man. I don't feel like being with that drama shit, man. I'm trying to make money to get to pay bills and get.
So
food,
you on in it for like a couple of months, maybe?
I did a show, but you know,
and like, you experienced drama that quick?
Man, you could hear shit here and there, man. It's just like, man, you know, I was just like, you know, I guess because I had been in radio, more people gravitated towards me, thinking, okay, this dude's gonna have fame, so we gonna, you know, we gonna ride with him a little bit here or ride with him. But then you hear. Man, it's just drama, man. I was just like, you know what, man? I don't need this in my life, man.
Did you have like a skit, like a stand-up skit?
That's another thing, man. It's like...
Are you just off the top?
I was just off the top, man, you know? And like, you know, I did like...
Like, dude, just do like 2 minutes real quick for the listeners and for us.
You're asking for a miracle. I'm better at hosting, though.
He said you're asking for a miracle.
I'm better at hosting, bro.
Oh, you better host.
All right, well, host for real quick. For and now I come to the stage, you got Goo Hefner. All right, how you doing? Hey, young lady in the front row, you got...
No. And
you're
the
so big
shit.
You had to walk through the door sideways. Hey, what's up, guys, over there?
Hey, that guy in the back, you're so broke, you can't even pay attention.
Nah, see, I don't even do that. Look at y'all. Y'all could be comedians. Y'all suck just like me.
But you know, I think about that, though. Like, imagine, I would say, like, okay, if somebody we know who was a producer or, like, a DJ, and then they started rapping, you know, everybody first part would be hating on. Some people, if they was big enough, like, they was popular, then they might kind of ride the nuts because they could feel like they could come up. Like, you know, like you with you, they felt like, oh, they knew you from being on the radio. So they felt like if they help you out, it might help them out. Or if they cool with you, you gonna blow up. But then if almost immediately, if some don't blow up like this, then they just turn to start talking down and hating. It just be like little politics or just kind of crabs in a bucket or people feeling like they've been doing this longer than that person. And this person is only making it because they utilizing social media. The same with rap, with comedy, it's all the same. You know, there's different tools. And when someone makes it, then a lot of times people who haven't made it or people who are kind of been struggling or just whatever, they just sometimes feel like, man, why not me? It should have been me. Why did they make it? But you know, what God has for you don't have for the next person. So, you know, it could be something even bigger or better or greater waiting. Or sometimes you just got to go a different route. Or sometimes it just ain't meant to be just for whatever reason. But, you know, it's the same for comedy. Like, I see this with the comedians I know, you know. So I can definitely see, like, I can imagine, like, when ESG started doing it. You know, ESG's funny, though.
Actually, ESG had approached me about doing it with them. And, you know, I was like, all right, cool. And we talked and we met up and everything. But... You know, I was actually on that. He gave me a little cameo in his movie.
Screwed Up Christmas?
No, that's the one he's got out, which shout out to the ESG. He got that Screwed Up Christmas out right now.
Big shout out to ESG. ESG's funny, man. He is funny, man. I haven't seen his stand-up or the movie, but, man, he's funny, though. Dude. Yeah, he's a funny guy. Like, you can hear that in his rap. Like, when he freestyles, like, anybody who's ever seen him perform, he loves a freestyle top of the dome, and he'll literally freestyle about whatever's going on in the crowd, and he'll say things that'll make you laugh. Like, he really is a funny guy. So, man, him doing his comedy, I can see that it was for sure probably some comedians trying to ride his coattail, also comedians but see, hating, like, you know. Just,
I saw, like, how, not to cut you off, I saw how after I got let go from the radio station, I saw how some people were like, you know, not returning text messages and shit. And I thought it was cool.
People like who?
I'm not going to call them out because that's just giving them fame, you know? I'm not going to give them. See, one thing about me is like, it's cool. I'll sit there, peep it, check it out and all that. Make a mental note. I'm going to be back on top regardless. And you're going to come back to me.
Talk that shit, Chile.
No, and it is, you know, because it's like, I know what God has in plan for me. I've always believed that there's always somebody that can do the job that I'm doing way better than me. But God has put me in this place for a reason. You know what I'm saying? He's got a purpose for me. And not to preach on anybody or anything. I don't go to church. I don't do this. I don't do that. But I do have respect for, you know, I believe. I have my beliefs and stuff.
He knows a high power.
Yeah, you know. And I believe that he's got me on there for a reason, you know. And that's why I like to always keep it humble. You know, you're never going to see me fucking saying, you know who I am, you know. Nah, man, because you know what? I'm just like, dude, I'm just trying to make a living just like everybody else. So it just happens that I happen to have a cool job.
Right, right.
That, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just how I am, man. And, you know, I don't need the fame. I don't know anything. As long as my family is eating, my dogs, all seven of my dogs have got food.
You got seven fucking dogs?
Yeah, why? Man. You know, it's my kids, bro. It's like,
really? You wouldn't sell any of them?
Fuck no. My wife would kill me, number one.
How do you have seven? What kind of dogs? Are they all the same type of breed?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I got one German Shepherd and six bullies. Okay. American bullies.
Did you see? I already know what you would do.
I'll kill the motherfucker.
Did you see a dog peed in his neighbor's yard? The neighbor killed the dog for peeing in his yard.
Man, see, that's idiots, man. That's idiots right there, man. Well,
so what would you do if somebody, if your dog peed in somebody's yard and he came and shot you, you'd kill him?
Oh, dude, if the guy came over, he gonna have to shoot me first. You know what I'm saying?
Cause because you're going to be ready. He going to pull that thing out. And tell him, no, you better put that, go back in your house.
If he going to pull that thing, I'm standing in between the dog and him. You know what I'm saying?
You love them motherfuckers that much?
Bro, they're like my kids, bro.
How long you had them? Like, how you end up, see, how do you take them out and clean them? Dogs? That's what I want
to
know.
No, when you have bulldogs, you have to wipe their butts, bro.
Yeah, you do,
because they got some dookie to stay.
They stay inside or they stay outside?
Oh, they stay inside.
Yeah,
you got seven dogs inside your house?
I'm going to tell you, each of my dogs is... If I was to sell them, they're like $3,500 each.
Okay.
Well, the one that I have right now.
So when times get hard,
you still wouldn't sell. Hey, how you end up with seven is what I'm asking you.
Okay,
though.
So I had one of them.
I had 10, but three of them died.
Okay. A female. I ended up breeding her,
right?
And then the ones that I didn't sell, I kept, which I could have sold them, but there was two. One my brother wanted to keep, which he ended up backing out. Thanks a lot, Maurizio. And the other one had a heart murmur, and I didn't want to sell her, you know? So I was like, I'm going to keep her to make sure she has a good life. And the one that I wanted to keep. So I ended up keeping three. So that's already the mom, and then that's four.
Mm-hmm.
I had a German Shepherd before I had five. So that's five. So then I had another male dog, so that's six. And then my homeboy had a good litter. My homeboy Ernesto, he bred this year. He had like three litters, and he, you know, I ended up buying one from him because I was like, damn, this dog's gonna be a killer.
But bro, goddamn, seven fucking dogs, Chile.
That's my limit.
Responsible.
Do you get your dogs Christmas presents?
Huh? Mm-hmm. Huh?
Do you get your dogs Christmas presents?
Bro, why are you trying to get me in trouble, Paul? You know I'm gonna give him a doggy bone or something like that. I'm gonna give a dog a bone.
Chila, you've been irresponsible, man.
No, it's not. How is that being irresponsible?
Because, man, you can't take care of all them kids. I mean, dogs.
There's no difference. There's actually humans out there that got more kids than I have dogs, and they can't even feed them.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck that. Bro, you don't be having dog hair and shit everywhere?
Oh, yeah, man. But that, well, then you get a lint brush, man.
It definitely changed everything, like the smell of the house.
Oh, that definitely does. I don't have company that much because... The house does smell a little
bit. So they just be all walking around?
Nah, man, you get kennels for them, you know? They. So I got them.
Keep them in the garage or where you keep them?
No. Okay, they're in the house, right? They're in the living room area. They got their little corner. They got the kennels.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, morning we wake up.
One kennel.
They go out. No, man.
You could probably put them in like a little baby pen kind of. They got like pens for them.
No, actually, that's how they got some kennels. But, two of them sleep, you know, they're like four of them sleep with us, you know.
What you mean?
Like they got their own bed, basically. You know what I'm saying?
So you wake up with your dog humping your leg.
Nah. that ain't it. They know better.
They sleep in the, like they sleep, you say with me, okay, like in the same room.
So we got another room.
He said they know better.
And two of them sleep in another room, and then two of them sleep in the room with us. They just rotate however they feel like it. You know what I'm saying?
And they sleep on the floor?
On floor or on the bed. You know, it just don't matter.
So at night, they don't go in the kennels?
Three of them do.
Okay.
Because those are like the youngest, wildest ones that will tear shit up. Okay. So they go in the kennel. And then when we wake up, take them out. They go outside, do their business, whatever. Then we feed them.
So you got shit all in your backyard?
Shit, I don't know. I don't go in that motherfucker.
Just to let them out, go shit, and then they all
play. They play around there. You know, they play. I got a big ass backyard, though. So that's the thing. They run and everything.
And then, that dog hair, I can't stand that fucking dog hair, though.
The German Shepherd's the worst, though, because they shit a lot.
And he lives inside?
She, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She lives inside?
Yeah, dude. You know, but they're good because...
But, I mean, a lint brush only going to get so much with seven fucking dogs.
But you sweep, man. You sweep and mop every day, bro.
Hey, I'm just thinking about, like, so I'm almost for certain if I came to your house one day and sat on your couch, I'm getting up with...
Oh, they broke that motherfucker already. They broke it.
They broke the couch?
Yeah. They're like, because they had two of them would stand, like, on the back, like, the top part of it. And I bought one of them cheap-ass couches. So, look, he broke in the middle. So my couch is looking a little raggedy right now. Paul, if you want to buy a couch, I would understand. You know, I ain't going to be mad at you. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure it's a steel one. No, but, you know, it's like, dude, like at the end of the day, man, it's like.
I never met nobody with $7, though.
Man, when you go out and have. Dude, I'm going to tell you. When I have a shitty day, I go in there and I forget about it when I get with my dogs because they freaking. I almost like my dogs more than I like humans because humans are, you know, humans do stupid shit. That's not cool. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. My dogs, man, you know, they fart just as much as I do. Eat just as much as I do.
Yeah.
So, but you know, it's just.
They got, like, dude, so when one barks, do they all bark?
Yeah. But, you know, you, like, I mean, the ones that I have are more like bulldogs, you know? They got the funny, you know, they chill, they sleep.
And so they weigh between what and what?
I think the heaviest ones I have, which is the German Shepherd, she's like 80 pounds.
I'm talking about
the bullies, they weigh around 60 and down. Like, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 the most. I try to keep them healthy, though. I don't try to feed them, overfeed them. Like,
you plan on keeping all of them? No, you don't plan on getting rid of none of them no time soon.
Fuck no, those are mine, bro. They ain't going nowhere. Nah, I'm not getting any more dogs.
Your wife also loves dogs, too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no,
so
dude.
Y'all don't have company?
Huh? Nah, really, we go to people's all? House. If they want my company,
you the guest, you the company.
Yeah, if they want my company, I had to come to your crib.
Damn,
but you know,
they ride in the car with y'all, shit, the truck.
Sometimes when I take them to the vets and shit, but you know, it's like, bro, I'm gonna tell people. People like think. I mean,
that shit sound expensive though.
Actually, it kind of is if you think about
it. Kind of gotta be expensive, bro.
It is, but you know what, man? Kids are expensive too.
Yeah, but shit, seven.
Seven,
fucking
right.
Dogs.
Hey, if it bring you joy, man. Hey.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it brings you peaceful, man. Like,
I heard of cat ladies, but not dog men.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It is what it is, man. But you ain't seen me on the news.
He's a doggy boy. He's a doggy boy.
Doggy boy.
You know, every dog.
You got pictures of that shit?
Yeah, I got my dogs.
You gotta,
man.
Let me see.
It's like my mom, she got.
Man, you
dog,
don't even follow
cats.
Them on Instagram? They got their own Instagram account.
Man,
and shit.
They do.
Mini Me the Bully, you know, she got her own Instagram.
What's that?
Oh, that's your dog?
Yeah,
I follow that.
Bully.
I follow that. I didn't know that was your dog. Damn. Hey, that's a big, that's a pretty big account.
Yeah, man. You know, it's popping, man. We got our own popping, dude. Thanks a lot for the follow, goo.
I ain't fucking know. Paul didn't even know he was following who he was following.
Hey. I know, and I'm following so many people, bro.
Hey, man.
People,
you know what?
People always be like, hey, you see on Instagram? Man, I ain't on.
Paul follows my dog, but he don't follow me. That's how it is, man. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Paul followed everybody, man.
Yeah, I'm following Mini Me the Bully. Yeah.
So you got that beard, you been acting off new and shit.
All weird. The beard is weird. But you know, it
the
is
beard
what it
is, weird.
So hey, what y'all got planned for the holidays, man? Y'all got anything new?
I might cut this beard off.
Nah.
And one more person. I don't know. See, I've been able to dip and dodge. Like when I go out, people not like, oh, powwow, powwow, powwow. They just like, man, he look like powwow. But that's it.
That's a good disguise though.
Yeah,
man.
Until I go on stage or something and they like, who the fuck is that? That ain't no powwow.
Is that Eminem?
Yeah, they like
oh my God, there's some good satellite.
But that's why I don't know, man. We're gonna see how far I can grow a little bit. I'm gonna just let it grow out a little bit, then I might cut this shit off. I don't know. I ain't really
staying in town for the holidays, or you ain't got no
We got a couple things coming up. We got our tour coming up in January, so we, you know what I'm saying, we getting ready. We got a few shows around town, like around the state, too, you know, just for the holidays here and there, a couple parties here and there, you know, just but mostly just family time, you know what I'm saying, kicking it.
Goo,
What's me up? And Big Dub. Shout out Will Wild, his new nickname, Big Dub.
Big Dub?
Big Dub. Ooh. Like W. Mm.
Big Will, Big Dub. Big Dub. All right.
What's Big up? Willie.
Big Dub, Will Wild.
No, I'm chilling, man. Boy. I'm just trying to get into this house.
Jamal making
man.
Tamales? Or no?
Yeah, she is.
She does? Gonna,
yeah, my dad's actually taking off. I think his last day is this week. Uh-huh. One day this week, on Wednesday or Thursday. And then they'll be making tamales. They'll make dozens and shit.
Like, are they selling them or are they
nah,
just
they just make
for the
them
family.
And give them for the family and stuff. Yeah. They used to sell them a long time ago. But I don't know, then my mom. I mean, because that's a lot of work, bro.
Oh, it like, is, bro. It know, is. It is. Because
they do it, you know, but that's like their bonding time. Because we don't even help them, to be honest.
Yeah, their quality time, basically.
Yeah, that's the QT. So, hey.
Hey, more power
I don't
to
offer
them,
my
bro.
Damn help because, shit, that shit's hard. Yeah. Even spreading them on Theka, I'd be fucking that shit.
Man, you know, they got the tamale stuff that you can just.
Yeah, the spreaders. Make, yeah,
you can
I mean, but they kind of old school. My mom and them, like, you know. They'll look at it, but...
But don't you want to learn? Because, like, I mean, well, you have your sister, right?
Yeah, my sister knows how.
But like, you know, like... Come. But, like, you got to pass it down from generation to generation,
well, my sister,
bro.
I'm hoping she'll show my wife.
Yeah, now, I was thinking that, too,
because
now that
like,
you married.
She actually learned how to make tortillas, which is funny.
Oh,
from scratch. Erica is.
Hello.
But she going to make some jerk tortillas?
That's racist! No.
Hey, that's what you get for handing me them People's Champs beers. They're kicking in. I'm going to tell y'all, Satellite in. And People's Champ. That's what's getting it right now.
Hell of
now.
A combination. And People's Champ beer is finally, I think it's...
they finally sold out
Yeah,
of it?
I think it's sold out. They because
they stopped making it after November.
My people at St. Bernard's Pub, they said they ordered from Specs, and they said they got the last of it. And they said that was it. Next, I think the next one they're bringing on the market is the Brew GK. It's going to be canned up.
You can still get the People's Champ on tap at 8th Wonder Brewery, though.
Okay, so just because it's not distributed anymore, but
yeah, it's
seasonal. In can is seasonal. So we will be back in can again. Actually, after the Brew GK, we might do a combo pack.
We need to talk to them, see if we can get back for spring break.
Yeah, we'll see. Because, like I said, man.
You sounded so convincing on that one, Paul.
Well, you know, I would like to, but just, you know, it's just really like more of a seasonal thing. So I don't think we're really going to be back till next
fall. If you had a legit manager, that would have happened.
Would it be, you know, for us, it wasn't like, we really, you know, me personally, I don't drink a lot of beer. You know, I'm not a big beer drinker. But, you know, of course, it's something I really enjoy having. Partnering up with 8th Wonder, I really like having my own beer. You know what I'm saying? That we can, and it's a real good beer. It's award winning beer.
Yeah.
It's a great tasting beer. So it's really the People's Champ beer. So we really do want to push it. But you know, all the beer enthusiasts, the experts, they all have suggested that we don't just keep it all full time. We just take it off the market and bring it back. Not just we want to keep it seasonal. We don't want to. And also, no lie, I appreciate people buying it just because it's my beer. But we for real about it. We're not going after just, oh, it's Paul Wall, you a rapper, so we're gonna buy the beer. Nah, we want real beer drinkers to buy it, and this to be their beer of choice or beer preference. So we're trying to enter that market of being for real about this. So, you know, and that's just the market that's what we've been building with the brand, you know, with 8th Wonder as well. You know, we really are pushing this beer, People's Champ beer, as being a real great tasting beer, you know, a beer of choice that you could drink when you go to the store to get it. So, you know, people are definitely going to be looking forward to it coming back when it comes back again.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody who supported the beer, the People's Champ beer, 8th Wonder Brewery. What's up, man? Shout out to everybody who's supporting everything, you know, the Boss Beer,
yeah,
Brew GK, also Spindle Tap with Lil Kiki. They got the chunk of the juice.
Sold out, right?
They're sold out of that as well. So, you know, for all you are you other companies out there, I encourage you to team up with some of us.
We do not have Paul Wall does not have, nor is he affiliated with any other beer that's being promoted in Houston with a name similar to a song that he has out. So stop asking us, and we tell you the only beer we have is People's Champ.
Right, so people have come out with other beers and
No, we're not talking about chunk up the juice. There's
juice.
There's a few. They've done this a few times. You know, sometimes, you know, and this is just as an artist, when you contribute to the culture and the representation of the city, when you do other things, other brands or other artists, sometimes they might be inspired by that. So yeah, they, you know, so we have a song Sitting Sideways. One company, they made a beer called Sitting Side Haze, which, by the way, was the name of another beer we were getting ready to do with Eighth Wonder that now we can't do because there's other people doing it, you know, and we just told them off top, you know, not to do
it. They said they wouldn't do it. They said they, okay.
But they still did it. They still selling it or whatever.
They're still selling it.
We trying to be cool about it, you know what I'm saying? We're not trying to, you know, but at the same time, you know, because at the same, you know, and then when people do things like this, like, you know, there's all kind of products or things out there. Sometimes they might use some of us as artists, you know, they might use our face or our image or our lyrics or whatever. You know, it's like they paying homage. It's a homage to us when they doing it because they inspired by us or whatever. So it do feel dope as an artist to be included in that. But when there's money being made and it's a business, it's
and only you're right, excluded,
right? Yeah. Then,
but nah, that's not cool.
We need to be included all the way around. But you know, it's
especially because when people call, people aren't stupid. They automatically assuming.
Yeah.
People are teaming up with breweries left and right in the city. So now they're like, yo, what's up with this? I've drank your beer. No, you didn't.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. People have selective hearing. So they're only going to, they know that you have a beer
and, you know,
and all that.
Even when they came to us about the beer, our reply was, you know what? We have a beer with Eighth Wonder. Damn. We can't do that. But the song is Sitting Sideways, me and Big Pokey. Why don't you do that beer with Big Pokey?
Yeah.
That way at it still makes sense. Up,
right. You know what I'm
right. They didn't want to. They just want to do it on their own, whatever, you know. See, that's why it's like Chunk Up the Juice. We support that all the way because they including Lil Kiki. That's Lil Kiki. Yeah. Oh, we down with that 100%. You know what I'm saying? So if any of these companies, like, you know, include somebody just so that we include it in the process of doing that. And, you know, it's just, you know, hey, we just how we get.
At the end of the day, we're not, okay, look, we appreciate the creativeness and everything, but do what's right, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just like he said, man, you could have gone to a Big Pokey and hooked him up with that beer, you know what I'm saying? Since Paul's already busy with some other brewery. But that's the thing, people will always, you know, until you get legal into it and everything, they're going to be like, ooh, okay, never mind. But
yeah, we're trying to be cool about it, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. You know, but
you know what, man? At the end of the day, it's business. Oh, watch out with the soundboard. Watch out with the soundboard. Still working? There we go. Still working. All right, but you know what, man? We appreciate everybody tuning in, man. You know, next week is Christmas Eve, right?
Ready, baby. Get your Christmas presents.
I'm going to get some tamales, man. That's the only thing I want wrapping for Christmas. Tamales, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn. I got to take back this beer then.
Nah, don't take it back. I'm going to wrap that mug right now.
How about them Texans, though, bro, man? We won, but man, we got kind of handled though, bro.
Man, look at that. That's my boy, Dwayne Brown, right there.
Hey,
Dwayne Brown, right there.
Yeah, looking good on them highlights, baby. Hey, man, but let me say, hey, Hopkins, ooh wee, that boy on fire, man. DeAndre Hopkins, man, had a hell of a game, bro. I hope he's all right. He looked like he got a little banged up on his ankle at the end.
They were saying it was his ankle, but he said he got his ankle hurt beginning of the game, but he said, I'm a trooper. You know, I was holding it out for my boys, the team. So we glad he did.
I think Watson like getting sacked, bro.
Man.
He ordered that fucking ball, bro.
He tried to, my God.
Like getting hit or what?
Just don't fumble it. Don't fumble, don't interception. Look, man, look, we got cut back.
Bro, I like listening to, what's your boy's name on Twitter? John McClain.
Oh, yeah. That's my boy. That's my boy. What's up?
Funny, bro. A lot of people get mad because I retweet what he says, right?
Yeah. Right then they'll get mad at you.
Well, they call him a hater.
Yeah.
But he's not a hater. He's like critical. A realist.
Reporting.
He's, like
he's just reporting.
Whatever. Deshaun Watson just had a guy open and he didn't throw the damn ball, right?
Right, right.
But other people see other shit.
They see my perspective.
Right,
where
Like, nah, it's because the offense.
Oh, we'll get him next time.
Nah.
They don't see that, okay, he was double teamed. DeAndre Hopkins was double teamed and one person was wide open.
And McClain would be legit beyond. Bro, you can't listen. If you're just the average Sunday couch coach, and this man has been doing this for years.
That's his job, too. His job is to pick apart and analyze what's going on.
He's been doing it for years,
There's a reason why they put him on that movie, The Longest Yard, with Adam Sandler. He's in that movie.
Really?
As one of the reporters.
Oh, I didn't even know.
He's in that. Like, when they're playing the final game, mm-hmm. He's in one of the guys that they filmed. John McClain is one of
Big
those
Hollywood
guys that
John.
Was in that
what's
movie.
What's up, baby?
Man.
That's what's
and
up.
And that's what people like. They created a funny account, like a parody account, not the John McClane from the movie or something like that, you know? So, but dude, he was in it. And like, you know, I've talked to him before in the elevators when I was working at stations. I would see him and I would be like, man, I'm excited about this. And he'd be like, oh man, the way they've been practicing, I don't know, you know? So he's like, yeah. He's a realist like that.
Yeah.
But also shout out to your boy, Pat the Stat. You know, I was on Bleacher Report one, and they were using Pat the Stat's Twitter's Instagram shit.
That's dope. What's
so
up?
So he's like, what damn, I'm like H-Town, they succeed, man. H-Town. But hey, Texans are number two now that the Patriots lost. Yeah, so Patriots, that's a good lost, thing, man.
Yep.
We just need to win the rest of the game so we can clinch.
On a good note,
yeah.
To end this podcast off, man. Everybody, if you get a chance, man, go follow at TAVO. The number four.
Tavo 4-4?
Tavo 4.
The letter
fours.
S. Tavo 4s. Man, bro, Tavo. That is truly.
I met him a couple of times, man. Yeah.
Story, bro. Like, he's in college right now.
Oh, is he?
So he has to take one more class and he's going to graduate, bro.
Oh, okay.
And this dude, what is his disability part? Do you know? It's a
man. I don't know. It's some type of. I don't know if it's like muscular.
Yeah, like can't, I mean, he can walk, but he
doesn't
can't
have
walk
control.
Well.
Yeah,
he doesn't have control.
Yeah. Full control. Yeah, so he kind of like
can't speak well.
Yeah,
he can't. I mean, he can speak. He understands everything, but he can't articulate it. Right.
He doesn't have control. But, like man, I'm trying to get him a grill. But he can't sit still. Like, he can't, his mouth can't, and it has to do with, like, with his muscles. So he can't sit still. And when you getting your mold taken, so anyway, he's going to the dentist. And when he goes to the dentist, they kind of sedate him. And then they do it. So I'm getting, he going to get his mold from the dentist when he goes next time. Man, I'm looking so, I can't wait to get my boy a grill.
You can just put him over the top with that grill.
That's my boy, man.
But you know what, man? Like, he's cool. He's so for those bro. He supports everything.
His chair, the way, you know, it's like a wheelchair, but it's mechanical.
Describe the chair, though.
Okay, it's an electric wheelchair.
Yeah.
Because he can't like move it with his arms. So he moves it electronically with the pad. But, you know, and when I see it, if I was in a wheelchair like that, and I'm from H-Town, and I love everything H-Town, and I wasn't capable of riding in a slab, I would make that my slab, because that's what a slab is. You make it your own. You know, you do what you love. So when people are critical of other slabs, they don't understand that's that person's car or that they did for themselves. They're not doing it to impress you. If they did it to impress you, they doing it for the wrong reason. They did. So what I do for my car is I did it because that's how I like it. So him in this chair, he did it the same way I would do it. If I was in a chair, I would put Pop Trunk on that thing. I put some Swangers on it. I put music on it some type of way. He got lights on it. He got a candy painted. Yeah, he got a new one. It's all Astro theme.
Astros, bro.
All Astro theme. Yo, shout out to the bass.
Rear view camera now,
bro. Boy Mike at the bass, he really did it up. He
got a rib. Bro, look at this. Bro. Everything is like a baseball field. It's all wood, but it's like the color of a baseball bat.
Oh,
wood.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all wood.
Okay, so see, I've seen his candy coated.
Yeah, right. Now he has two.
With the Swingers.
Slab
on
God
it.
Tavo. He got multiple slabs.
You see, he has
Slab God
that
Tavo.
Right,
that's my boy, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That's an actual rear view camera.
I saw him at Eighth Wonder when you were had him. And
by the way, he comes to all our toy drives, all our back to school functions with donations. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, he's a celebrity himself, bro. Dude. And man, ooh, my boy Tavo, boy, them girls be on Tavo,
hold up,
man.
Hold up. Big shout out to his
Mac
dad.
Daddy,
is
Tavo.
That his dad that takes him everywhere?
I believe so, yeah.
His dad. Shout out
sometimes
to
he goes
dad.
To his cousin, his uncle. I think
his family.
Yeah,
they're just saying shout out to his family.
Yeah.
That
they're real
him.
Cool, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So. That was his dad that was with him at the last one.
Yep. And Tavo always say, man, it's his dream to one day. Or ride in a real car. One day gain control of his muscles some type of way to where he can actually drive a real slab. I told him, boy, when you pull out slab, boy, and Tavo pull out slab when he drive a Cadillac, boy, we gonna get every car from here to Austin, Louisiana, man. We gonna get everybody from Toronto to come down. All the slab, all my slab guards out there.
That'll be slab holiday right there.
We gonna come through.
Shout out to Tavo,
man. You know,
what's up, baby?
That just goes to show. A lot of y'all do all that damn complaining and all that, and you have the use of your limbs and in good health, and all you do is complain. Get off your ass. Go make something happen. Y'all enjoy your Christmas. Enjoy the holidays.
Yeah, man, for sure, man. Tavo, he definitely, you know, he living his best life, man. It's an encouraging story, man, for all of us to, you know, no matter what your situation be, make the most of it, because it could always be worse and it can definitely get better. So, you know, just enjoy every moment you have with the people you have with you, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, all of us, we might get on each other's nerves. It's a great time to let all that shit go. You know what I'm saying? Like Goo was telling before, you know, you whatever hate you got in your heart, whatever you keeping, you know, really, you know, it's a time of reflection where you got to look within yourself to be better. Sometimes you got to really, really, truly let shit go, because that shit could be holding you back from growth and getting better one way or another, you know. So definitely it's an encouraging time. We encourage all y'all to, you know, including ourselves. We're not just saying it for y'all. We doing it as well, because we really hope, you know, this next year, 2019, going to be a great year for all of us. Could be our best year yet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. And you know what, man? Y'all have a Merry Christmas, man. From us right here at Chile and the Champ, thank you for y'all support. And we're bigger things coming for 2019, man. So, Paul, man. Goo, y'all have a good Christmas, man.
Hey, man, everybody out there, man, follow me on Spotify, Paul Wall. Just look me up, type me in. It's a few different, you know, we got the Paul Wall Radio, Paul Wall Artist. I don't know how none of it work. I don't really know. But, so I'm not in control of the page yet. I'm going to get in control. So, y'all going to see it cleared up a little bit. I don't know what they be playing when you click on that radio, Paul Wall Radio. You are kind of shit, but man, follow me on Spotify, man. Paul Wall, follow me on Spotify, baby. Already, Chile and the Champ with Goo Hefner,
maybe.